Trump signs order to expedite investments into U.S. that exceed $1 billion. By Nick Gilbertson on March 31, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday to drive further investment in the United States, as major companies have combined for trillions of dollars in American investments since he took office. The order creates the United States Investment Accelerator, which will be an office within the Department of Commerce, a White House fact sheet notes. The office is meant to facilitate and accelerate investments above $1 billion in the United States. The office will cut red tape and expedite permitting as two parts of a six-faceted plan to attract companies. The Investment Accelerator will encourage companies to make large investments in the United States by 1. Reducing regulatory burdens, 2. Speeding up permitting, 3. Coordinating responses to investor issues across multiple federal agencies, 4. Increasing access to national resources, 5. Facilitating collaboration with national laboratories, and 6. Working with all 50 state governments and their economic development organizations, in each case according to applicable law. Moreover, the CHIPS Program Office, which negotiates subsidies that were established through the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022 with companies, will fall under the Investment Accelerator scope. The White House says it will deliver the benefit of the bargain for taxpayers, negotiating much better CHIPS Act deals than the previous administration. The president has touted a number of major investments in America since returning to office, and on Monday, he told reporters in the Oval Office he thinks the sum of these will soon be $5 trillion. I think that we're going to be at $5 trillion of investment. We're already $3.50 trillion. And we have commitments, verbal commitments, for a lot more in numbers like that have never been done in this country, he said. And while tariffs drive investment back into the United States, Trump said they are also bringing jobs to the auto, chip, lumber, steel, and pharmaceutical industries. Trump will notably announce his reciprocal tariffs in the Rose Garden on Wednesday, which he calls Liberation Day.